for all of your Wisconsin Badgers news from the recruiting trail, on the field, and near the rim.
This is the Badger Blitz Podcast.
If you want to be a Badger, just come along with me by the bright shiny light of the moon.
On Overtime Media.
Welcome back to another edition of the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. Of course, powered by Overtime Media. This is Jake Okorowski, senior writer, and this is a bonus episode for the week. Why? Because we had so many interviews this week and one special one that came through on Thursday that there's just too much content and we wanted to separate them into two different episodes. So you heard yesterday our Wisconsin-Illinois preview. You heard from Noah Burks and, of course, Logan Bruss. And then on top of that, from Rivals.com, we had Doug Bouchon, who covers the Illini for Orange and Blue News. But yesterday, I had a chance to talk with Wisconsin fullback, former Badger fullback, Alec Ingold, who is now a member of the Oakland Raiders. He was back in town last week to watch the 38-0 win against Michigan State. But guess what, folks? He is coming back, and he will be playing. It's going to be a business trip for him heading to Green Bay to take on the Packers as a member of the Oakland Raiders. So I caught up with him yesterday, which is Thursday night, talking about just his NFL journey, what he saw in Madison, and so much more. And on top of that, by the way, we're going to play that in just a second, but after we talk with Alec, you'll hear from Zach Hintz, the kicker for Wisconsin. You'll hear about the nickname that he has because of his kickoffs. I'll lay out some stats before that interview. We talk about just what he's doing with kickoffs, the philosophy behind it with the windy conditions at Camp Randall Stadium, along with just making a big tackle like he did on the kickoff coverage unit against the Spartans, and a lot more. So it was a good conversation with him. So you'll hear both of those interviews on this special edition of BadgerBlitz.com's podcast. But for now, let's get to Alec Ingold right now. Joining us now on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, we got someone that I remember speaking with when I was at my old publication on Bucky's Fifth Quarter, one of the members of Fullback City, making his return to the Badger State twice in 2 weeks. We got fullback Alec Ingold. And Alec, I know I talked to you before we started recording, but man, how many interviews have you done in the past week alone about your return to Wisconsin?
Done a lot, so it's definitely a big deal. I'm super excited to get going and, you know, play the game and get back to the status quo of the NFL season so far.
I was going to say, man, you know, you were here in Madison this past weekend. We saw the picture, you on the sideline for Wisconsin's 38-0 win against Michigan State. How does it feel? I mean, with all the training camp stuff and maybe not being home, how does it feel to be back in Wisconsin twice in a couple of weeks?
It's good. It's definitely good to see the people that you care about. And, you know, it's good to get back as much as you can. So getting back and seeing the people and saying hi and saying thank you is definitely something special. And then especially seeing, you know, the Badgers doing so hot this year is really fun to watch.
I was going to say, when you come back to Madison, was it weird as coming back as a former player, or has that worn off at all?
It was very weird. Yeah, you know, just seeing so many guys that you've played with and they're doing their thing out there. So, you know, it's something you definitely have to try and get used to ASAP. So it's nice to be a part of the alumni life, though, for sure.
Absolutely. And of course, you're coming back to Wisconsin this weekend as a member of the Oakland Raiders, as you guys travel to Green Bay and come back to your hometown and face the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field. But before we get into that too, was there any other former players, any of your former teammates back in town? And were you guys able to catch up and chat?
No, I didn't really see any former players. I mean, I saw Micah Kapoy and Olive that both working for the team now, but you know, other than that, you know, it must not have matched up with any other bye week guys. So, you know, just got to hang out with some of the guys that are still on the team that I was close with. So that was the biggest thing.
How would you describe that performance by Wisconsin against Michigan State? 38-0, fourth shutout in six games for Wisconsin's defense. How would you describe the effort put out by the team on Saturday?
I just think the coolest thing is that it looks like they're having fun out there. Looks like they're playing together and having fun, and you know that's something that can definitely go a long way in a season.
Being part of Fullback City, that tradition, Brady Ewing, Derek Watt, you have Austin Ramish, yourself, and now you get to see two other fullbacks. Now, you didn't get to see Mason Stocky because he was out, or at least playing because of that head injury. But what did you think of John Chanel and his performance against the Spartans?
I think both of those guys are playing really hard. And it's really cool to see them grow throughout the year, and you can tell they're getting better week by week. So you really are excited for the future for those guys, no doubt.
And I mean, have you had a chance to watch the team a lot when it comes to that? I know you're busy with preparation and working, and you know, obviously this is a job, so you're trying to prepare for your next opponent. But have you had a chance to watch a lot of the games this season? And if so, you know, what have you seen from a player's perspective?
Yeah, no, I really haven't been able to watch too much. I definitely hear and follow along as best I can, but those Saturdays are tough when you're in the day before a game really trying to focus in. So definitely going at Michigan State game was real fun to see firsthand how much fun this defense is flying around and how dominant this offensive run game is, and then, you know, how balanced they can be as an attack.
Oakland Raiders fullback here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. You know, back to your story, you know, I talked to you during April before the draft. You go undrafted, you get picked up by John Gruden and the Mike Mayock and the organization. What mindset did you have going into OTAs, into training camp, that helped you solidify your spot on the team?
I think just taking it day by day and really just trying to be my best self was huge. I was competing with myself every day to, you know, be as good of a teammate and player as I could be. And, you know, don't really pick your head up until it's over. So just working hard and day by day, just, you know, trying to give your best effort really can go a long way.
And now, I mean, we've seen the highlights on Twitter, on social media. We've seen you open holes for fellow rookie Josh Jacobs in the run game. He's averaging nearly 5 yards carry headed into this weekend's matchup against Green Bay. What roles have they utilized you in so far besides being a fullback? Are you using special teams? How are they utilizing you in Oakland?
Yeah, I think playing some special teams and, you know, just trying to grow that fullback role on the offense, you know, week by week. So you hope that, you know, the more trust you build, the more roles you'll have. But, you know, definitely I'm at a starting point in my career where I'm still building those relationships. And, you know, the more opportunities that come my way, the more I'll be looking to, you know, take advantage.
What's it, for those that will never experience this, what's it like to cut block Khalil Mack in London? You're overseas. You're playing against, you know, obviously one of the best defenses in the league too. And a lot of Packer fans that are Badger fans realized that in that first game of the season. But what was it like to cut block Khalil Mack for that touchdown run?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know who it was while the play was happening. You know, you get really excited when you look up and you see Josh scoring, but I didn't really notice it until after the game. You know, it was kind of the position, we knew how they were going to play it, and you know, you try and take advantage of that, but you're so focused on your task and how you're supposed to be doing your job, you really can't try and adjust for anything else. So, you know, it was fun, and there was a lot of energy definitely for Josh's two touchdown runs that week.
So what made you go airborne on that other one? We see you shoot out like a cannon there. What was the play call, and what's going through your head when you're going for that block there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just a normal play call we've had, you know, multiple times at the, you know, down at the goal line, and they're just, you know, the defense decided to go low on a lot of the offense, and there's just a lot of guys on the ground, so I had to get to my guy and do my job somehow. So, you know, that was just kind of the mentality just going in was, you know, we needed to score.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you when it comes to playing at the professional level? Obviously, playing on Sundays now, and I know the level of competition's significant, you know, there, but what's been the biggest adjustments that you've had to make being an NFL rookie?
You know, I just think trying to, you know, focus as much as you can on every facet of the game, whether it's, you know, increasing film study and taking care of your body and communicating with coaches and teammates and new personnel staff. So, you know, really just trying to be a pro as fast as you can and learn from the veterans around you, you know. As fast as I could try and learn this is fast as I would try and adapt and create new habits that were beneficial for, you know, the guys that have been playing for however long and kind of the way that they've, you know, been living their lives.
I was going to say, with this game coming up, you know, it's the Packers hosting the Raiders, Lambeau Field. Have you circled this when you became, you know, when you found out that you made the roster? Did you circle this date at all, or was this just another date for you coming up on Sunday to show your skills and, you know, and to play an NFL game?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been so tied into, you know, week by week on my job and trying to improve and get better that it's kind of always been off in the distance for me. So it's definitely a big deal for me. Don't get me wrong, but you know, it's something where I know my job is a lot more important. So, you know, I'm going there to, you know, do a job and to improve as a football player and, you know, help a team win. So, you know, that's definitely in the forefront of my mind right now. And it kind of always has been.
How many friends and family do you have coming to Lambeau Field this weekend, man? It must be a lot.
Yeah, I don't even know the number. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a ton. So it'll be fun to see a lot of silver and black in the stands, hopefully.
I'll say, do they all get Ingold jerseys and all that too? They got that all laid out?
Yeah, I think we got a good group of 45s that are going to be out in the stands, which will be fun.
Are they close to the barriers there? So if you score a touchdown, you can safely do a Lambeau leap, or are they all scattered? Do you not know yet?
I have no idea. We'll have to find out if the time comes.
Gotcha. We're here with Alec Ingold here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. You know, you're part of a 2016 team that upset a top five LSU squad at, you know, at Lambeau to kick off that season. You know, now, you know, you return as a member of the away team and whatnot. Will it feel weird for you to be back in the stadium like that, where you're not kind of the home team as you were back, you know, in your college years?
It'll be interesting. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I think, you know, I'll just treat it like a normal game. And, you know, before the game, after the game, whatever it might be, I'll try and soak in the moment. But definitely treating this as a game where, you know, I'm trying to game plan against a good defense and, you know, play the best I can.
Alec, man, we appreciate you jumping on the show. Good luck coming up this weekend against the Packers. Looking forward to a lot more fullback highlights. Anything else that fans should expect from you this year? Any touchdown, any passing plays, possibly any catches down the road, and any special things that we can see from you coming up in that Raiders offense?
I don't know. I hope so. You know, week by week, we'll see what we can keep adding. That'll be fun.
Hey, we've seen you, man, be out in the, you know, gosh, split outside. You know, last year we've seen you run the fullback dives. We've seen you block. I'm expecting the fullback pass at some point, man. I know you're a quarterback at Bayport up there in Green Bay, man. I'm expecting some sort of fullback pass from Gruden for you.
One day. We'll see.
Thanks again for joining us, Alec. We appreciate it, man. Best of luck, and we'll be watching on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Guys, it's Alec Ingold, Oakland Raiders fullback. We're going to take a quick break. Come back on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. Great talking and catching up with him. Obviously, in fullback city, we'll always be in Madison with how Paul Christ used that offense. And also, we'll see it in Green Bay with Matt LaFleur and how they use the fullbacks and with what John Gruden is doing in Oakland. And, of course, last week, Alec was in town to see Wisconsin get it done over Michigan State. No surprise there. And we have to mention, too, turned into a pretty easy cover with that 38-0 win. This week, it's Illinois, and MyBookie is your place for even more action for the game. Not only your point spread and total, but MyBookie offers in-game wagering, so track the action and movement as the game takes place. Game props, playoff odds, and national championship odds available too. Oh, and we can't forget, because Jonathan Taylor, the Heisman odds. And that just scratches the surface. We have teamed up with MyBookie this October to give you this great offer. Sign up at mybookie.ag and use promo code OVERTIME, and they will match your first deposit. Again, promo code OVERTIME, and new users get their first deposit doubled. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. We'll return from a break in just a second, folks. Come back. Zach Hintz talks about the art of the kickoff here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And we are back here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. Senior writer Jake Kokorowski here. And again, big thanks to Alec Ingold for making time for us this week as his Oakland Raiders head to Green Bay to take on the Packers. That's a noon kickoff on CBS, a national audience there for those that are at least in the region that'll catch it. So I know I'll be watching on Sunday starting at noon Central Time. Now let's go to, like I said, I wanted one more interview here. So we have at least maybe 20 to 25 minutes worth on this podcast. And we had three interviews from players this week, and they agreed to let us use their audio for podcasts. And yesterday you heard from Noah Burks, outside linebacker, along with right tackle Logan Bruss. Now let's talk to the redshirt senior kicker, Zach Hintz. And just to kind of give you really just how dominant he's been. I mean, dominant is a key word we've used about Wisconsin all season. But in this third phase of the game on special teams, on kickoff coverage, I have Wisconsin's game notes right in front of me. Let me just lay this out for you. 35 of his 44 kickoffs, which is just under 80%, have gone for touchbacks. That includes, according to Wisconsin, 23 of his last 26 attempts. That's over a four-game stretch. That's pretty dang impressive. And then on top of that, he's averaging 64.7 yards per kickoff. That's fourth best in the FBS. That trails BT Potter from Clemson by 0.3 yards. And even if the three kickoffs that were actually brought out by opposing teams in the last four games, this is according to UW, average return is just 15.3 yards. So, and you saw what he did against Northwestern when they had that personal foul penalty, backed them up. He hits an 80-yard touchback against the Wildcats. That's impressive. So you'll hear me talk to him about kind of working through the conditions at Camp Randall Stadium, any nicknames they have for him, and a lot more. So here is our interview with redshirt senior kicker Zach Hintz.
Do you have any nicknames, first off, for just the amount of kickoffs you have? Or is there should we call you anything, for that matter?
Well, recently some of the players, mostly Chris Orr, has been calling me Legatron, and that's kind of stuck a little bit, but that's really, I mean, it. Other than, like, the boot, that's the only other one I've heard.
How have you assessed your performance so far through six games where the vast majority of your kickoffs are going for touchbacks? And we'll get to your tackle last week as well in just the next couple questions, but what have you seen from your performance so far?
I mean, definitely, I feel like I'm on a roll, better than what I was last year. I mean, my goal every year is to be better than what I was last year, so I'm on pace right now. I plan to keep it up, and we're going to see where it goes.
With those windy conditions that you saw on Saturday, and I know there's a little bit of a swirl, if I'm not mistaken, in Camp Randall Stadium, what's the art of the kickoff from kicking either from the north end zone to the south or the south to the north end zone?
I mean, there's really no trick to it. I mean, sometimes when you're into the wind, you just got to hit it a little bit harder, make better contact. But, I mean, yeah, I use all 25 seconds to let the wind die, let the wind pick up, do what I have to do before the clock runs out. So
How did it feel? I mean, you saw the celebration afterwards, but is it every kicker's dream to make that tackle for special teams, or what went through your head on that play?
I mean, I don't know if it would be a dream, because then usually that means something broke down on coverage, but I don't know. It was really good to be able to make a play inside the 25, which is then in touch better than a touchback. But yeah, I mean, you watch all the videos like Pat McAfee, he's out there making big hits like that. But I mean, that's awesome. Especially, it's a great feeling when your defense is all running out there to hype you up, because they get to start closer to the end zone than normal. So
I would say, if I'm not mistaken, were you still here when Andy Endicott was still here?
I was.
I think he enjoyed that as well.
He had a few tackles. Yeah, he loved it. He used to always talk about that. He said it's the best part of kickoff is when you hit a good ball and you're the one that gets to make the play. So
how have you seen your kickoff coverage unit perform this year? I know, granted, you had the one tackle, but how have you seen them perform when it hasn't been kicked out of the end zone?
I mean, majority of the times that balls that I have that hang up, I don't expect to make the tackle, because I trust my coverage unit more than I trust myself almost. But I have so much confidence in them that they are going to be really good make plays. We've had tackles even inside the 15. I think Volpin Testa, he made a huge play one game, broke free on a block. I mean, I think my unit is just made up of incredible athletes. They can get it done. So.
And then just how do you prepare for an opponent like Illinois for special teams? As specialists, how do you guys prepare for an opponent there and study their kickoff units and or return units and etc.?
I mean, it's really the same way we would plan for any team. I mean, we get reads on keys of how they're going to run the football when they return, different indicators. I mean, that varies through teams. I mean, from a kicker standpoint, nothing changes really. I mean, especially like Colin Larsh, field goals. I mean, he's my backup for kickoff, but, I mean, he's got to be just as dialed in as I am.
And then going forward, like, do you have any goals for this season? I mean, obviously, you want to make, you know, obviously be the best you can be, win all the games can, but are there any personal goals that you had coming into 2019?
I mean, just like I said before, just be better than what I was last year. And right now, as I've heard, I'm on pretty good pace for that. And someone brought it to my attention that could possibly – especially with the way we've been rolling, set the record for most number of kickoffs in a season. So we'll see how that goes.
So we're going to wrap up this edition of the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. Again, big thanks for listening. Thanks for Zach Hintz for allowing us to chat with him for this interview to be on the podcast, as well as Alec Ingold for making some time between his very busy schedule, being an NFL fullback, and having the opportunity to speak with him yesterday on Thursday evening. So, of course, myself, Dan Sanger, Darren Lee, we will all be down in Champaign tomorrow for Wisconsin, Illinois. Be sure to go to BadgerBlitz.com or Wisconsin.Rivals.com for all the game info. Of course, I'll be tweeting throughout the game at Jake Coco, K-O-C-O. Be sure to follow John McNamara for any recruiting news at McNamara Rivals. And, of course, the official Badger Blitz Twitter account at Badger_Blitz. We have a Facebook page, Wisconsin Badgers, on BadgerBlitz.com. For this podcast, we'd love feedback. Why? It helps us be the best podcast possible for Wisconsin Badger fans. So please feel free to leave some reviews. We'd love 5-star reviews. Why? That helps us grow in popularity, and we've seen everything grow recently in that category, so we appreciate you all. Please continue to do so, and then please leave some feedback. We do want some genuine feedback as well. We've incorporated a lot into our schedule. We've incorporated a lot into our podcast based on your suggestions. Help us to, again, make this the best Wisconsin Badgers centric podcast out there. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and tune in, of course, on the Overtime Media website as well. So, and when you click subscribe for that matter, this is a free podcast, folks, so don't worry about, there's no fees with subscribing. This is a free podcast. However, when you do that, whenever a new episode uploads to one of those avenues, Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, Spotify, guess what? That goes straight to whatever you listen to podcasts, and so your iPhone, your Android phone, iPad, tablet, desktop, laptop. It goes straight there. So be sure to do that, to subscribe, so you get all the latest Wisconsin Badgers news from the recruiting trail, on the field, and near the rim. I'm going to exit out here. I'm going to start getting ready. I got some more to write tonight before I make the early trip to Champaign. So guys, have a great night. Enjoy the podcast. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, powered by Overtime Media.